With Kimbilla, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. With Kimbilla. At one time, the Buddha was staying near Kimbilla in the freshwater mangrove wood. Then Venerable Kimbilla went up to the Buddha, bowed, sat down to one side and said to him, "What is the cause, sir? What is the reason why the true teaching does not last long after the final extinguishment of the realized one?" Kimbilla, "It's when the monks, nuns, laymen and laywomen lack respect and reverence for the teacher, the teaching, the sangha, the training, and each other after the final extinguishment of the realized one. This is the cause, this is the reason why the true teaching does not last long after the final extinguishment of the realized one." "What is the cause, sir? What is the reason why the true teaching does last long after the final extinguishment of the realized one?" Kimbilla, "It's when the monks, nuns, laymen and laywomen maintain respect and reverence for the teacher, the teaching, the sangha, the training, and each other after the final extinguishment of the realized one. This is the cause, this is the reason why the true teaching does last long after the final extinguishment of the realized one." Listening to the teaching. Mendicants, there are these five benefits of listening to the teaching. What five? You learn new things, clarify what you've learned, get over uncertainty, correct your views, and inspire confidence in your mind. These are the five benefits of listening to the teaching. A thoroughbred. Mendicants, a fine royal thoroughbred with five factors is worthy of a king, fit to serve a king, and is considered a factor of kingship. What five? Integrity, speed, gentleness, patience, and sweetness. A fine royal thoroughbred with these five factors is worthy of a king. In the same way, a mendicant with five qualities is worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of veneration with joined palms, and is the supreme field of merit for the world. What five? Integrity, speed, gentleness, patience, and sweetness. A mendicant with these five qualities is worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of veneration with joined palms, and is the supreme field of merit for the world. Powers. Mendicants, there are these five powers. What five? Faith, conscience, prudence, energy, and wisdom. These are the five powers. Emotional barrenness. Mendicants, there are these five kinds of emotional barrenness. What five? Firstly, a mendicant has doubts about the teacher. They're uncertain, undecided, and lacking confidence. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the first kind of emotional barrenness. Furthermore, a mendicant has doubts about the teaching. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the second kind of emotional barrenness. Furthermore, a mendicant has doubts about the sangha. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the third kind of emotional barrenness. Furthermore, a mendicant has doubts about the training. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the fourth kind of emotional barrenness. Furthermore, a mendicant is angry and upset with their spiritual companions resentful and closed off. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the fifth kind of emotional barrenness. These are the five kinds of emotional barrenness. Shackles. Mendicants, there are these five emotional shackles. What five? Firstly, a mendicant isn't free of greed, desire, fondness, thirst, passion, and craving for sensual pleasures. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the first emotional shackle. Furthermore, a mendicant isn't free of greed for the body. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the second emotional shackle. Furthermore, they're not free of greed for form. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the third emotional shackle. Furthermore, they eat as much as they like until their belly is full, then indulge in the pleasures of sleeping, lying down, and drowsing. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the fourth emotional shackle. Furthermore, they lead the spiritual life hoping to be reborn in one of the orders of gods, thinking, by this precept or observance or mortification or spiritual life, may I become one of the gods. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the fifth emotional shackle. These are the five emotional shackles. Porridge. Mendicants, there are these five benefits of porridge. What five? It wards off hunger, quenches thirst, settles the wind, cleans the bladder, and helps digestion. These are the five benefits of porridge. Chew sticks. Mendicants, there are these five drawbacks of not using chew sticks. What five? It's not good for your eyes. You get bad breath. Your taste buds aren't cleaned. Bile and phlegm cover your food, and you lose your appetite. These are the five drawbacks of not using chew sticks. There are these five benefits of using chew sticks. What five? It's good for your eyes. You don't get bad breath. Your taste buds are cleaned. Bile and phlegm don't cover your food, and food agrees with you. These are the five benefits of using chew sticks. The sound of singing. Mendicants, there are these five drawbacks in reciting with a drawn-out singing sound. What five? You relish the sound of your own voice. Others relish the sound of your voice. Householders complain, these ascetics, followers of the Sakyan, sing just like us. When you're enjoying the melody, your immersion breaks up. Those who come after follow your example. These are the five drawbacks in reciting with a drawn-out singing sound. Unmindful. Mendicants, there are these five drawbacks of falling asleep, unmindful and unaware. What five? You sleep badly and wake miserably. You have bad dreams. The deities don't protect you, and you emit semen. These are the five drawbacks of falling asleep, unmindful and unaware. There are these five benefits of falling asleep, mindful and aware. What five? You sleep at ease and wake happily. You don't have bad dreams. The deities protect you, and you don't emit semen. These are the five benefits of falling asleep, mindful and aware.